virus, brother. I thought they had a cold.
I better get to bed. What do we call that?
Well, I just think you better get to bed. They don't got sleep.
And then after go to bed, I say at 6 o'clock I'll what?
Yep.
And then somebody intended to get up at 6 o'clock and he's still asleep. You might say he's still sleeping. I better go what?
Better go wake him up.
If the medicine is still by a patient's bedside, you ask, why haven't you what your medicine?
Yeah, that's... I ask what happened.
And if he still has his medicine there by him, you might say, why haven't you what your medicine?
I said, why haven't you took your medicine?
Okay.
It's right here by you. Well, he might say, well, I didn't know it would.
If someone can't hear anything at all, you might say he's stone what?
He's stone deaf.
Okay. If someone began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you would say he what a lot in the hot sun?
Yeah, I'd say he sweats off of heat. As soon as he gets in the hot sun and get to work, he sweats off of heat.
All right. Remember these sores we used to have sometimes that would come to a head and run, and sometimes we'd have to take somebody to tell us we needed to eat a lot of raisins. Call this kind of sore?
Sore.
The kind that would come to a head and run, and sometimes people would say you needed to eat a lot of raisins.
Well, they call them kind of sores. Come to head and run, and what I would call that is a soul too, but what I would call that it would be a boy.
Right.
And it comes to head and it run, and then they would duck on him till he get well.
And then what do you call that stuff that runs out of a boil when it opens up?
Out of the bottle?
That yellow stuff that runs out of the boil.
Oh, I would call that the blood.
If you got some infection in your hand, so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you'd say my hand did what?
Well, I'd say my hand is not as large as it used to be.
What would you call that your hand did? My hand, what?
Well, I would call that you got the, your hand got larger, and you got the, your hand, I'd call it, your hand done swelled up.
Alright. When you get a blister, like when you hoe a lot and a blister raises on your hand, what do you call that liquid that forms in the blister?
Well, you call that a blister, and then you get a pin and stick a little hole in it, and that the corruption run out, then it's going to be all right then.
All right. If somebody is in the war and a bullet goes through their arm, you say they have a what?
They have a bullet in the arm.
All right. And what would you call this that happened to them, that sore place that the bullet went into, you call it a what?
Well, I'd call that a sore place while the bullet went in. And the doctor's going to probe for that bullet until he get it.
Charlie, you remember how